I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Final. Thanks, Kenny Maeda. Ruined the shutout. Tigers had a day. 9 runs on. Offense, Tarek Skubal, a gem of a start. 7 innings, shutout baseball, 9 strikeouts, no walks. He's put together 2 shutout performances back-to-back now, and he's settled in for anybody that had concerns.
Yeah, obviously starting off 0-2, not what you would think the returning Cy Young Award winner would start the season off with. And it wasn't that he pitched bad. It was just a couple of mistakes. And there were some mistakes in the field. So it wasn't all on him. It was kind of a compounding of errors. But the last 2 games, he has taken away pretty much any opportunity for error because he has taken care of things before they even get base runners. He was so good through 5 innings. And he was good through his entire
time. Perfect going to the 5th. And the one jam he got into in the 6th, 100 miles an hour, perfect pitch, good luck, goodbye, see ya, good night. He was phenomenal. Back-to-back starts, it's now 13 shutout innings in a row. 15 Ks, 0 walks. He's given up less than a base runner an inning. Yeah, the dude's legit. And the number one comment I got last night was, when are we paying him? And I hate that this is what it's turning into, but everybody's thinking it. See, to me, this is how it works. They're winning. They're good. They're going to have him through this season. And then at the end of the year, he'll have 1 year left. And if you can't work out an extension, you get something for him. I don't want it to come to that. I don't want this conversation to hang over the heads of this season because I think this team could be pretty good and he can lead the way. But John, you hear it. I hear it. When are they going to pay this guy? Is he going to be here long term?
So I don't know that anybody really knows what the answer to that is. And I think there are some people with strong opinions on both sides where, hey, it's ride him as long as you can have him. They don't want to pay him because of the arm events. And they're willing to trade him this next coming offseason. And then there's others that think he is the next Justin Verlander. And not only is he going to pitch like Verlander in this moment, maybe not the innings, because that's just not baseball anymore, but they also believe that he's going to have the longevity. And some of it is because he's already had his arm event. And he has been managed to lower the innings, to lower the stress on his arm throughout the course of every season that he is performing. So they want to extend him.
Verlander is the last of a dying breed, the workhorse starter. We don't see that anymore. But Skubal's season last year rivals peak Verlander in Detroit. His ERA was lower, his strikeouts right there at the top.
Just not the innings.
Just not working 8-9 innings. Right. And the other difference would be that playoff elimination game where Verlander was nails and Skubal gave up that home run to Lane Thomas. But Skubal is the modern version of Justin Verlander. As much as someone can be a JV in today's game, he's filthy, he's dominant, he's your ace, he's your bulldog. He lets out the primal scream after he gets the big-time strikeout to end the inning. He's your guy. And, John, I'm of the opinion you pay good baseball players. You want to run your team like a real big-league organization, you pay your baseball players. That price tag, though, may be too rich for their blood. Scott Boras is the agent. He's not going to take a discount. If this thing walks up to free agency, it creates a whole bunch of problems because we know what the Dodgers are willing to pay. The Yankees and Mets are willing to outbid you. It creates a situation that I'm just trying to deny and live in denial because it's not a situation we have to worry about right now. But it is on everybody's
it's like,
mind.
It's like your taxes. Yeah. You just want to put it off put as it long off. As possible.
Yeah. And I get it. You're going to get less for him if you trade him in a year from now. But what's the alternative? Dump him now? You're not going to do that.
No, it's this is an off-season decision. This is a team that, as we're learning, maybe is a little bit better than we thought. They're performing better than we anticipated. And so we don't have to have the conversations of what do you do with Tarek Skubal at the trade deadline.
Because last year they were sellers and it was a conversation that we were forced to have.
Oh, yeah. Were we going to get a haul from Baltimore?
Right.
And ended up that obviously they kept him. He won the Cy Young here and he is performing as such again this year. It's an offseason conversation as to what they're going to do. It's, you know, it's poop or get off the pot. And because if you go into next year, not having extended him and he's still on the roster, you run the risk of
losing
trying to match
anything
that the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Red Sox want to put out there.
You could lose him for nothing. But really, it's wild to me that that's the fixation. If anything, the fact that the team is so good, it delays it, right? Because what is it, 8-2 in the last 10 now? They're setting up to win 5 straight series here if they can win one of the next 2 games, Flaherty on the mound. Good teams aren't trading away their ace pitcher ahead of the playoffs, and this team is the front runner in the division right now. So really, I would think this conversation gets pushed to the offseason.
Yeah.
Yet it's on everybody's mind every time he deals. And I wonder if it's possible to set that aside and understand you're going to give it your best shot with Skubal this season. But in doing so, you better be adding at the trade deadline. Not to get ahead of ourselves in that way, John, but if you're not trading him away, it's you saying we think we have a real shot at this.
Yeah, and we better win now.
You better add someone to make sure that you don't waste this season.
So do you guys think we're heading for a confrontational almost type thing at the winter meetings in December.
Next winter?
Yeah, so next December. So I the likelihood of him being dealt at the deadline is so low. You know, this team would maybe have to tank, but he's pitching like a Cy Young winner. Who knows? I don't think that's happening. But the reason I say that is because no contract is happening during the season. That would really surprise us all. So if you don't get it done by the winter meetings, don't you have to trade him?
Yes, but it's a conversation I don't want to have right now.
Right, but you're bringing up, everybody's bringing up, pay him. Yeah, well, paying him isn't reasonable right now. It really isn't.
But people want to know that he's going to be here for the long haul. And there's no way you're getting that certainty right now.
No, and it's really going to come down to, are they going to set the market while they still have a year of team control? Or, and what is it that Skubal wants? Does he like being here with Chris Fetter as his pitching coach and this organization seemingly on the rise? And instead of going for, let's just call it $45 million a year for 8 years, 9 years, is he willing to go 42? Because he doesn't want to get, wins another Cy Young or is in the finalists for the Cy Young, and is he willing to go another year, possibly risking injury, and for that $3 or $4 million? I don't know the answer to that question.
It's also possible that the Tigers have certain thresholds they're comfortable with. With Bregman, they didn't want to go over $200 million. With Skubal, I'm sure they would, but there's got to be a number where they say, no, that's not a risk we're willing to take for a pitcher into his late 30s with a violent delivery and already has the arm event in his background. Maybe it's behind him, or maybe he's going to have another one. If they have a number in mind where they're not willing to go over and they say, hey, Job's our future ace, we've resuscitated the career of Flaherty and potentially Mize here. If he doesn't want to take our deal, we're not going to make a bad deal, which is what they did this last offseason. They said, we're not going to make a bad deal. We're not going to overpay for Alex Bregman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So right, John, or wrong, I mean, that may be their thought here is, we like Scooble, we're not going to do something stupid and pay a premium right now. And if I'm Boris, I'm only signing early for a premium because I know the other teams are going to be lining up to pay him when his contract is up.
John, I don't think we live in a world where the things that you brought up about the team rising up and Chris Fetter and all these other things, that world exists as for a Scott Boris client. That doesn't, that I think Tarek Skubal would have to change agents. I think Scott Boris would not do that deal because of his reputation.
Okay, well, again, I would emphasize this, and I don't know the relationship between Skubal and Boris. I don't know what he has told Scott Boris. Let's always remember that agents work for the player. And but, now, if he is going to be that personality that says, I don't want to risk injury next year, and I'm willing to set myself up with a $250 million contract versus a $275 million contract, or... You know, I mean, like, what is the what is his threshold?
Right, but you hire Boris for a reason. Like he's the only guy in the game, the only agent in the game that just he's going to do business one way. I'll look at it this way. Look, Tarek Skubal, if he wins another Cy Young, who's the last person to win back-to-back Cy Youngs? That comes with tremendous value.
And how did Scherzer's time end in Detroit?
He got a record deal at the time.
And not here. And again, that was... Dave Dombrowski, not Scott Harris.
Right.
That was a different regime, but it's on people's minds when he pitches this well. And
I'm not saying that Tarek Skubal won't take that risk. I'm just saying that needs to be a part of the conversation because he knows, nobody knows him better than he knows himself. And how is his arm feeling? Does he feel like there's a risk of having another arm event?
I mean, look, you never know what's going to happen. If they come out and say, and I'm blow you away here, but 6 years, $50 million a year, $300 million. So the Tigers don't want the long-term commitment, but they're making him the first $50 million pitcher in baseball. I don't know how Scott Boras says no to that. So there are ways to get there.
Sure. Yeah, and I think it's the risk-reward of it all. Ticket Texter points out, every long-term pitcher that signs a deal like this and resets the market, it backfires because of injury. The deal you're going to look at right now is Gerrit Cole, right? He signed that 9-year, 300 and some odd million dollar contract. He's not pitching this season because of an arm event. And it will set him back some next year, potentially, because of this arm event. If the Tigers don't want to pay him, not because they don't like him, the player, but because of the market and the position, then... it is imperative that they win as much as they can this season with him because they are in the driver's seat in the AL Central.
And they're currently doing that.
First place. 248-539-9797. Another win last night. Flaherty on the bump later today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which
booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.